USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. A dredging vessel at a Texas port hit a natural gas pipeline, sparking an explosion that sent at least six people to the hospital and left four others missing. Initial reports indicated 18 workers were in the area. Of the six injured, five were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals for severe burns. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's fully confident in reopening schools, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is expressing full confidence in New York City schools reopening. Cuomo was on NBC's Today Show and was asked if he had school-age children, would he send them to classrooms in New York City?
Well, they're still working out what the plan would be. I would have a lot of questions. Parents do have a lot of questions. This is a risky proposition, no matter how you do it.
Cuomo continues saying districts need to have a good plan.
We've seen schools open, we've seen colleges open and get into trouble in 1 week. So there's a lot of questions to answer before, but that's the dialogue we're having now.
Actress Lori Loughlin will serve 2 months in prison, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months after the couple pled guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. A federal judge accepted plea deals from the couple in a video sentencing hearing. Loughlin will also pay $150,000 in fines, serve 100 hours of community service, and be under supervised release for 2 years. Giannulli will pay a fine of $250,000, serve 250 hours of community service, and serve 2 years of supervised release. The couple was accused of paying $500,000 to secure their two daughters' admissions to the University of Southern California by masquerading them as potential athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.